Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and I have a lovely full studio this morning. I have Kari Poston, Janet Clark, and Jeff Budd here to talk about some things that are coming up imminently in our future, from the grind coming up this weekend to the much-anticipated Whale Fest. Thank you all for joining me this morning.
Thank
Jeff,
you.
Jeff, why don't we start out with you? You got the event that's coming up
okay,
first.
Okay, so the 29th season is starting up. It'll be October 21st. It'll be at the Chicoquan Nakahiti. Tickets are already at Old Harbor Books. It's going to remain the same philosophy, family-oriented, non-political, affordable. It's $5 for everybody. And then talking about the Whale Fest, one of the things that they're going to do is remember Don Cinetti, and we've asked the different performers to do their version of a shanty song.
Amazing.
So I'm looking forward to that, to hear how they're going to work that out.
Are you for that maritime grind, as for the Don Cinetti tribute, are you still like looking for, if people feel inspired, they can...
Well, they could give me a call for either one, but it's Jeff at 747-4821. I think we have most of it done, but we're always looking for people to help and to participate.
And that's a pretty awesome tribute to have, since Don is such a huge force in the maritime grind the last number of years. Well, excellent. So for this, the first of this 29th season coming up this Saturday?
No,
21st.
21. And then
this Saturday.
Yes, is that the 21st?
Yeah.
Oh, it's this Saturday then,
this
whatever
Saturday.
You all say.
We're speaking the same language.
Okay,
all right,
perfect.
The 21st this Saturday, and tickets are already on sale at Old Harbor Books.
Yep.
Excellent.
All right, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeff. And speaking of the maritime grind, that means we are coming up towards
Sitka Whale Fest.
Yeah.
So that is, Jeff has led into something that I think the general public of Sitka knows very well, and that is all the events surrounding Whale Fest that we love. The grind is one of them. The film fest is another. Other events outside of the lectures themselves, which we always call the heart of the symposium.
Right, yeah.
And many people see all that activity, the marketplace and everything else, and they say, well, that must be all of Whale Fest, and yet it isn't. Around the corners, around the edges, are remarkable education programs, all the way from tiniest of people to adult learners. And that's what we'd like to talk about today. Kari and I have some information about the education programs around Whale Fest, and they're fantastic ones. First of all, the adults. Already, many adults are well aware of this because many of our adult workshops are already full.
Amazing.
We have waiting lists on many of them.
Oh, wow.
And there's still more to go, though. And you can find those workshops on SitkaWhaleFest.org. They're available for sign up now. And there's some great ones, all the way from snorkel and sauna to art classes to participating in a marine mammal necropsy.
Oh, wow. That runs the gamut, for sure.
It does run the gamut. But for the very first time this year, and this is the one I'd like to really report on, we are, adults have said, wow, I'd like to do actually a class on this.
Mm-hmm.
And this year you can.
Oh,
the UAS Sitka campus is offering a course, an online course that you can sign up for, but then it requires attendance at the lectures. And it is all the things that our undergraduates and high school students do. And this is what adults have been saying, please, I want to be part of this group. And so in order to do that, all you need to do is to contact the university. You can do that by phone, 747-7700, or actually by email at sitka.info@alaska.edu. And in that case, it allows you to sign up for this course, and then you can participate in Whale Fest as a student.
Yeah.
And that allows you some access to some pretty cool things.
Yeah, you have such an amazing meeting of minds coming in for Whale Fest, and you're not going to bring these amazing minds in just for a lecture. They have so much more to share. So now they have more access to that for non-students, or I guess in this case, prospective student who wants to come in and learn a little bit deeper about a topic.
It's true, and it's a really great opportunity if a person is willing to dedicate that amount of time in the weekend, but who wouldn't, right? It's just a really terrific opportunity. I know that many people don't understand that we bring in quite a number of high school and undergraduate students to participate in Whale Fest, and this year is a banner year for high school. We have an enormous number of high schoolers who are coming in, the coaches for these kids, because they come to participate in a regional Ocean Bowl. An Ocean Bowl is a marine trivia quiz.
Oh,
and
cool.
So they all come in together, and they are students from as far away from Ohio, from the Anchorage High School, Bartlett High School, from all the region, all the Southeast region, smaller communities. All of these people come together, and as high school students with a common interest in the marine life, mm-hmm. get to do things all weekend together. That's huge. You'll see a ton of high school students in town. Undergraduates come in also from UAF and UAS. They fly in for Whale Fest. And then we also allow a little tiny bit of a first glimpse of lectures for younger students, one of them at the high school level and one at the upper elementary. And we call those first lectures. And what the students do for that is they come to the Centennial Hall mm-hmm. for 1 hour before the very first lecture, and they work with a leader, high energy, fun person who gets them ready for a first lecture, and they all attend together.
Okay.
And it's an opportunity for younger students to see what it's like to be at a symposium.
Yeah, because it can be daunting for adults who've maybe never been to a symposium. So to get that good stable footing for those kids of like, no, you can come, anyone can learn, and it's fun.
It's fun, and especially fun if you've done a little bit of prep ahead of time, mm-hmm. so you know what the person is talking about, you understand some of the concepts already, mm-hmm. and now you can really concentrate on what that lecture is like. And right. Our first lecture is by Dr. Lauren Bell, and anyone who's ever heard her speak knows she's just a wonderful speaker and will engage a wide range of audience, including, I think, those younger students who are pre-high school.
Awesome.
So that parents should be looking for a flyer that will come home on the week of the October 23rd. And that will give information about how to sign up for that and where to go and when.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So that'll be, I guess, next week. The 23rd is next Monday. So keep an eye out. Mm-hmm. Kids going to be bringing things home for that.
Exactly.
Do you know, is there a cap on how many students can participate? So it's
sooner than later is better. As soon as those come home, and all that student needs to do is sign up with a parent signature.
Perfect.
And they can do that. But we will cap it about 20 students.
Okay.
So that's a small percentage of that age group. And so parents will want to get right to it.
Yeah. Well, and you said this is the first time doing this. So
it's funny because some years prior we did first lectures before,
oh, okay.
and then we dropped it a bit as we were getting some other things set up in education, but it was wildly popular, and we want to bring it right back again.
Awesome. That's cool to hear it being revitalized. Mm-hmm. So we've got the big kids, the high school, pre-high school, and we're going down all the way to littles. Everyone is getting a chance to learn and participate in Whale Fest. The newest one being Tiny Tales.
Yes. So we are piloting a program called Tiny Tales in collaborative partnership with Maite, the youth librarian at Sitka Public Library. And the idea behind this program is that we want more families to be able to participate in Whale Fest in different ways. And so what we've tried to do is create a program where a caregiver could drop off a K through second grade kiddo at the library, and that kiddo could participate in a Tiny Tales program for an hour. Those programs will be connected to Whale Fest. They'll involve some creative movement, some story time and storytelling, some science and art exploration, and then the caregiver could go to one of the Whale Fest lectures. So these programs are set up Friday and Saturday, and they will be during the first and the third lecture in each afternoon. So kind of the 1 to 2 time slot and the 3 to 4 time slot. And yeah, we're trying to just create opportunities for more community members to participate in Whale Fest, attend lectures. You know, science symposium sounds like kind of a big, scary word if you haven't attended Whale Fest before, but it truly is a community celebration. And the scientists that we bring in are really incredible speakers. They mm-hmm. they really like provide a lot of context and a lot of accessibility to the work that they do. And we're just trying to continue to create access and excitement around science in Sitka with the creation of this Tiny Tales program.
And that'll be the fun that now every member of the family can participate in some way. So I imagine, like, you know, high schoolers getting their almost basically college credits done. Mm-hmm. You have the middle schoolers attending their first lectures, and then even the littles coming through. All the talk about at the end of the day of what you learn at Whale Fest, that everyone can, no one feels left out. They all get a special part of this weekend that's coming up. Oh, that's going to be really fun.
Totally, yeah.
So for Tiny Tales, then, is there where should folks try to sign up their littles for that?
Yeah, so they can register in person at the library or over the phone. The phone number at the library is 907-747-4020. And program sign-ups are limited.
Okay.
So we'll have about 20 slots for each hour, and there's 4 slots over the course of Friday and Saturday, so 2 each day. And we are going to limit 1 slot per day per student just to provide more opportunities right. for folks to show up. The program is free, so it's at the Public Library Multipurpose Room, and there's going to be, you know, lots of kind of community support. I'm hoping to get some different folks in from the community to kind of help out and support the program. So there's going to be lots of adult support, and we're really looking forward to trying this out and seeing yeah. how it goes.
Oh, it's a great idea, too. Yeah. So for general Whale Fest information, so I'm imagining if parents want to decide, okay, which lecture do I want to attend, that schedule is online so they can coordinate of when their Tiny is going to be with you guys at the library?
At SitkaWhaleFest.com, I mean .org, excuse me. The online gives every lecture and their topic a short little blurb about
excellent.
It. And so it does give you a little, sort of like you would do if you had a program looking through at a conference where you'd like to go.
Got
this
it.
Gives you that opportunity to find that out.
Awesome. And if folks haven't purchased their own symposium passes or lecture passes, that can still be done now?
It can be done, but it also can be done at the door.
Oh,
and you
perfect.
Can purchase
okay.
just a one lecture ticket or a 3 lecture ticket or a full symposium
weekend.
Pass. Yeah.
Awesome. And so this is coming up then pretty darn quick here. So this is the first weekend in November that Whale Fest will be happening. And oh my gosh, and lots of cool education programs. So much happening behind the curtain, behind those all those lectures, lots of things going on.
Once you participate in one manner or another, those doors just keep opening. It's very impressive, actually.
Awesome. Well, Janet Clark and Kari Poshin, thank you both for coming in this morning and letting us know about all the different education opportunities happening for anyone interested in learning more at Whale Fest.
Thank you,
all.
Erin.
Thanks, Erin.